The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
The J-Boy Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet all the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's many reasons why I like using it. I mean, betting on the NFL, they're America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, but I love the fast payouts. I'm huge on that, and you get it as quick as 2 hours. That's tough to find and even harder to beat. The convenience of it, you know, that there's a lot going on. There's a lot of games, whether it's live betting, whether it's betting before the games, you know, the spread, are you taking the overs, the unders? They make it unbelievably easy to use. And the boosts, the odds, the specials that they run are unbelievable. You get risk-free bets and same-game parlays. You get enhanced odd markets and a ton more. It's just a win-win for everybody. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now and sign up with the promo code JBOY. That's J-B-O-Y. Let them know that I sent you. 21 and older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the J-Boy Show. Appreciate you guys joining us. Make sure you turn on those notifications, hit that subscribe button to the Volume YouTube channel, and check out everything they have to offer. Some great stuff that covers a lot of different areas of the sporting world. And we're going to do that a little bit today. Going to talk some college football, end it with a breakdown of the games last night in the SEC and college basketball. Some great matchups. Went about how we thought when we talked about it, looking at Alabama, LSU, look at Kentucky and Texas A&M. Florida, Mississippi State ended up being a hell of a game. I took the over in that. Castleton didn't play. I couldn't believe it still hit. But I do want to start. We have David Cohn, obviously, my brother here as well. But I do want to start with some college football news. Georgia quarterback, national championship winning quarterback, Stetson Bennett announced he would be coming back to play again in 2022. And I want to preface, you know, my opinion on this by saying he can make whatever decision he wants. He's earned the right to do that. He has the ability to do that. But I really just look at this and I wonder why. Why? I mean, you cannot go out any better. You can't go out any better. The only place for Stetson Bennett to go is downhill. And you better believe if he doesn't play well, including early in a big matchup in Atlanta against Oregon, they're going to be ready to pull him. JT Daniels gone in the portal. So if you're Stetson Bennett, to me, you're a made man. Look at it from a mafia standpoint. You are a made man. For the rest of your life, if you went out now, you would be the first Georgia quarterback to win a national championship since Buck Blue. You're royalty. I mean, you're Prince Harry. I mean, you could run for governor and win. I mean, Tommy Tuberville made it in the Senate in Alabama. Stetson Bennett could run for governor and win it. I don't know why, and I understand being competitive. I get it. But if you're Stetson Bennett, you are just opening yourself up. Because, again, it's not like Stetson's going to vastly improve next year. He's not going to turn into Brett Favre next year or Lamar Jackson. You're not returning a lot of the studs, especially on defense, that helped you get where you're going. Jermaine Burton's in the portal. You're losing some guys on offense. You're losing some offensive linemen. Jamari Sawyer. They have talent, yes. But Blaine, if you're Stetson Bennett, why would you do this? You have the avenue. You got the 2-for-1. You got the natty, and you beat Lord Saban in Bama. Why would you expose yourself to this? You're doing commercials for Canes, Raising Canes. I don't understand. Blaine, why would you do this?
I don't understand this. Stetson, you are a hero. You are a hero in the state of Georgia. You will never have to pay for anything at all. You go to Athens, you can eat free for the rest of your life, buddy. The rest of your life. And I go back and think, let's go and be realistic about this. Stetson Bennett's story is amazing, right? It's amazing. From Georgia to JUCO, back to Georgia, win a national championship. That's the kind of story that you go out on a national championship win, right? And this is a time where you can sit in your nice car and you just wave at everybody and you drive into the sunset, Stetson, because exactly what you said, Jake, it's only downhill from here, right? And I said this kind of earlier when we were talking in the pre-show. I mean, you either die a hero or see yourself become the villain. And I promise you, Stetson, that Georgia defense is going to be good, but it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be as good. N'Kobe Dean ain't coming back next year. He's an absolute freak. Jordan Davis ain't coming back next year. Who's an absolute freak. The freaks that you had running around on that defense, it was like World of Warcraft. It's disgusting. We'll never see it again. So if you're Stetson Bennett, man, you had your chance. I understand being a competitor, but there's nothing like going out on top.
Yeah, and Cone, you know, to me, and I use a lot of Harry Potter references, when Harry Potter beat Voldemort, he didn't go to Dumbledore's picture and say, hey, let's bring Voldemort back. I want to beat him again. You are the guy. You're on the Mount Rushmore. It's only – I forgot who sang the song, but the song It's All Downhill From Here, that's what kept playing in my head the minute I saw Stetson decided he wanted to deliver the mail again. You won the lottery. Stop playing it. Stop playing it. You don't have to spend any more money on it.
Y'all don't know that it's all downhill from here for him. I have another song for you. You ever heard that Drake song, Back to Back? That's what Stetson's thinking right now, Back to Back. Listen, Stetson Bennett right now can do no wrong. He can do no wrong. Think about all the Georgia quarterbacks that tried to win a national championship there. Matt Stafford, okay? You had David Green, DJ Shockley, Aaron Murray. This kid finally did it. He can do no wrong. Yes, come back. Try and do it again. And if you don't, it doesn't matter because you cannot be downgraded in the minds of Georgia fans for the rest of eternity. And also, where's he going to go? What do you mean leave? You know, like he's not going to go to the
insurance sales company that would love to have
Stop it. You do not take this extra year of college football away from this kid. He's not going to jump to the NFL right now. Certainly can't go play for another school at this point. I mean, he's already done that, come back and won a national championship. Yes, you come back. And look, yeah, I agree with you. Georgia will bench him if they think there is a better solution at quarterback to go back to back for national championships next season. They will do that, and they should. That's the nature of the game we play. But look, I applaud Stetson Bennett for going out on a limb and saying, you know what? Everybody said I wouldn't play this year because we got JT Daniels in, and look what I did, okay? And you can say it was because we had a great defense. You can say it because Kirby Smart was a great coach, but it doesn't matter. We won the national title, and I was the quarterback for that team. I'm coming back, and I'm going to do it again. So I applaud this team. One criticism I do have, I'm watching the ticker last night, And this is news that Stetson Bennett is staying at Georgia. And then after that, it said JT Daniels is leaving. Well, that much I get. If someone's going to leave, you know, especially a high-profile quarterback like JT Daniels, yeah, sure, that makes news. But this is where we are in college football. This is how much of like a free agency mentality it is. Now we're updating people on the ESPN ticker when a kid decides to stay. I'm like, well, where was he going to go? But either way, I applaud Stetson Bennett, and I think he's a warrior no matter if he leads them to another national championship or not.
Yeah, well, I got two things, and we can move on. But after seeing Stetson make this decision, he's definitely the guy in the casino playing craps that hits the big roll, then takes all the money he won. He's like, put it all back on four. Put it all back and just roll.
I have seen your brother do that in the flesh. I've seen your brother do that.
Yeah, he's playing. That's, playing. That's exactly right. Well, that's exactly right. And another thing, I've got a compromise. Here's what you do if you're Stetson Bennett. If you want to get into coaching, be a GA. And if Georgia needs you, you can pull a Zeb Nolan. Then you can say, listen, guys, I just wanted to coach, but y'all dragged me back in here. Y'all made me come back in here and do it. The precedent's already set, and who knows? Stetson Bennett could win the 2022 Jackie Moon Coach Player Award that we gave to Zeb Nolan this year. It'd be an annual thing. So there's a compromise.
This is the most disrespectful attitude towards a championship quarterback since Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl with the Ravens and then got traded the next season. To me, if you won a championship, okay, the onus is on someone else to come in and usurp your role. Am I wrong here?
Well, look, again, like I said, I don't want to hate on the guy, but you got to call a spade a spade.
I get it.
But it just, part of me's like, you got luck. You've been handed a gift, the golden harp, the golden goose. You got your ticket to the Wonka factory. Why the hell would you go buy another chocolate bar? You could be in there licking the wallpaper. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. You could be doing the backstroke in the chocolate river or hanging out in the elevator that goes through the roof. I just don't understand why you put yourself through this again. But speaking of putting yourself through something again. And Cone, I know this one hits home, you know, like you just hit one out of the park. Jim Harbaugh, it is being said that if the Las Vegas Raiders, it's still weird for me to say that, offer him the job as the head coach, then he will take it. I want to ask what you think about it, but have you seen a guy go from the outhouse to the penthouse quicker than Jim Harbaugh? He had to take a pay cut or they were going to fire him. Now, he's in a position with leverage to go to Michigan and be like, I want triple. I want triple what you were going to pay me. Just how different is the demeanor of Jim Harbaugh walking into the AD's office now compared to it was before this year? It's like, before this year, he just like kind of cracked the door and like poked his head and was like, hey, man, you want to see me? Now he's kicking the door in and got an entourage with him in his shorts and cleats.
I get it. I don't know him personally, but he seems like such an eccentric guy that I don't know. So much of what it looks like publicly is it doesn't really have a lot to do with the money, right? I mean, even this contract, which was so incentive laden, a lot of those incentives he reached, right? Beating Ohio, Big Ten championship, made the playoff. I think he still gave a lot of that money away to his coaching staff or to some other charities around to the university that were hit hard due to COVID or something like that. I mean, certainly I don't know all the details, but look, here's what it comes down to. He has a large enough sample size in both leagues to know what he wants to do. He has a large enough sample size, not only in college, but at his alma mater now, this was seven seasons, to know if this is where he wants to spend the next 15 or 20 years. He's proven that he can win the Big Ten. He's proven he can beat Ohio. And I think, you know, as far as Michigan fans are concerned, he still needs to prove that this season wasn't a ceiling. I mean, if going and losing to Georgia, I get it that they were great, but if going and losing by 34 points in the playoff game and doing this once was your ceiling, then to me, you know, like I wouldn't like hang my hat on that as some great success. But he also has a large enough sample size in the NFL, and he wasn't one of these guys like Spurrier or even Nick Saban who went 500. This guy took the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl. And more than that, he got the most. He was the first person to really get the most out of Alex Smith after Alex Smith was drafted number one overall. We all knew that he had talent, but it looked like he was kind of a bust, right? All of a sudden, Jim Harbaugh gets his hands on him after having Andrew Luck at Stanford. And it's like, man, Alex Smith is a great quarterback. And then went on and even played well for the Redskins for a while. So, look, he knows what he wants to do. Is it a leverage play in some capacity and maybe his ego is stepping into play? I'm sure he would rather have a $9 million a year contract than whatever he was doing this past year. I get it. But ultimately, I think the deciding factor will be, in his heart, do you want to coach in the NFL or do you want to coach at your alma mater? You already know the answer to it. So let's just pick whichever one it's going to be and stop doing this at the end of every single year where there's maybe some sort of NFL offer that you entertain. And again, we don't know what's genuine, what's just posturing, but that's what I have to say. And on the Michigan side of it, I would say, look, he had a great season. I mean, look, I think that maybe they should keep the status quo going right now, because clearly when he was getting $7, $8, $9 million a year, that wasn't cutting it. All of a sudden you make it incentive late and he makes the playoffs. So Michigan fans are like, hey, keep that going rather than throwing the bank at him. But look, I don't think you can't give this guy Nick Saban and Kirby Smart money, you know, because he hasn't done that. But at the same time, you can't be disrespectful when it comes to a long-term offer, because look, he did play for Bo Schembechler. You can't take for granted the hometown discount, I guess is what I'm saying. So if you're going to give him a long-term deal, be fair about it. But at the same time, I don't think this guy can go busting in the door saying I need to be paid like Nick Saban. I mean, you guys disagree?
No, I agree. And Blaine, I'm going to kick it to you in a second. And really my question, you know, to both of you, and I'll throw this to Blaine, is we just talked about Stetson Bennett while the iron is hot. Going into this year, there was a ton of heat and pressure on Jim Harbaugh. He had underachieved, not only from a championship standpoint in his conference, but a rivalry standpoint with Michigan State and Ohio State. Now, does he look at it, you think, Blaine, and go, I've totally reversed my rep. Even though it's 1 year, I'll be remembered a lot differently if I were to leave Michigan now, having taken them to the playoff, as opposed to not really doing that much during my tenure before this season?
Yeah, if I'm Harbaugh, I'm striking while the iron's hot. Right. I mean, and you go back to 2015, you really look through his numbers, right? I mean, losing record against Michigan State, losing record against Ohio State, losing record in bowl games, right? And everyone talks about what he did to Andrew Luck and Alex Smith, what you mentioned earlier. I mean, let's name a quarterback in Michigan who got drafted under Jim Harbaugh, right? Now, we can sit here all day because one hasn't. So if I'm Michigan, I really realistically look at this and what are our standards, right? What are our standards? Beat our rivals, Big Ten championship, get in the playoff, and it's championship standards. Michigan's one of the most winning teams in college football. So I think it comes a lot of what Michigan thinks, because I wouldn't go drop the bag on this guy yet. I don't even know if I'm ready for a long-term deal with this guy yet. Maybe a two-year, because everyone can have a one-off season. Trust me, as a fan of a team, you see those one-off seasons, and you can't be sold by that. You got to look at the data and the numbers, and you have enough data with Jim Harbaugh going back to 2015. Does he meet your standard? I mean, 3-4 against Michigan State, 1-5 against Ohio State. You know, if it's me, if he wants to go to the NFL, I mean, that's fine. But I'm not going out of my way to drop a super bag on this guy when realistically he hasn't performed to the way he said he's performed. And I go back to the quarterback thing. The reason for a Michigan quarterback not to get drafted since he's been there since 2015, to me, is unacceptable.
Yeah. No, and Cone, one more question and we'll move on. Do you think in the back of Harbaugh's mind, he's like, man, I know Ohio State's really pissed too. They've had no underdog, you know, kind of mentality against Michigan, this, that, and the other. Do you think in the back of Harbaugh's mind, he's like, man, you know, we beat Ohio State. I talked a little trash about Ryan Day.
Yes,
they're pretty good.
Yeah, well, if you needed a bigger example of how much that game means to the Ohio State Buckeyes, just listen to Ryan Day after they won the Rose Bowl. Every question they have about how were you able to get prepared for the Rose Bowl and this and that, everything was about, well, you know, we came off a tough loss, really the toughest loss. I mean, you know, we hate losing that game, blah, blah, blah. Everything came back to losing that game against Michigan, because think about it, they hadn't played since then. And so Jim Harbaugh, if he comes back, he better be ready to buckle it on and strap it up, because that win that he had this season, as beautiful as it was, and I had more fun watching that football game than I've had watching a sporting event for a long time. But I'm just telling you, the conditions for Michigan to win that game were optimal. It was at home, sub-freezing conditions. You caught Ohio State in a down year. So, yeah, you need to come back and prove that you can do that every year, inside and out, at your place or at their place, when you're better than them sometimes, when they're better than you sometimes. That's really what made that rivalry great. So I don't know what he's going to do, but Jake, here's the question I wanted for you. When we talk about the differences in the NFL game and in the college game, you know, it seems like NFL GMs, it almost seems beneath them to consider what someone does at the college level. At least that's the sense that I get from a lot of them. So if they peg this guy as a great NFL coach, right, based off what he did with the 49ers, then why wasn't last year the year when he did have, which to Blaine's point, a lot of Michigan fans are hoping that the COVID year was the anomaly, not this season, right? And so why not go after him last year and say, you know what, we know football so well, and we know professional football so well, that we don't care what this guy did or didn't do at the college level. You know, why did they need to see him make the playoff to really go after him for the NFL, the professional level?
Yeah, you know, I think it's all circumstantial. I mean, you look at Harbaugh, he's a little bit different. You know, I always talk, there's some coaches that I think would be a better fit in the NFL than in college, because it's just ball in the NFL. There's really no recruiting. There's no academics. You're not having to take care of 18 to 22-year-olds. I mean, most of the time, the guys that are playing for you are making more money than you are. I mean, they have families. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are adult grown men with grown men problems. I mean, they're having to pay mortgages and electric bills and car payments and this, that, and the other. But Harbaugh has experience in the NFL. Dan Mullen doesn't have experience in the NFL, but he's a guy that I think would benefit from just coaching ball, just being schematic, more of a business approach with a little bit less fat on the steak than you have in college. So Harbaugh, having proven himself in the NFL, in the NFL environment, I think gives him a leg up. I understand last year with the COVID year, that year was just so crazy. I think with him having success, because people are people, the human condition is the human condition. We live in a society where it's not what have you done for me lately, it's what are you doing for me right now. And what Jim Harbaugh's done right now is get back in the good graces of everybody. And then you have NFL GM saying, well, he had a lot of success in the NFL. He had a little success in college, a big year this year. Is he a guy that can come in and turn it around? Because he's kind of in his own category with the way that he's gone about things. I mean, he played in the league. He understands what you have to do to have success in the league. So I think there's a few circumstantial things that you have to look at there if you're an NFL GM. Now, do I think he's the best pick the Raiders could make? No. Would he be the first guy that I went after? No. But, you know, it's the Raiders. They're going to do what the hell the Raiders want to do. I mean, we've seen that. They could care less. And if you look, not a lot of coaches, and we've talked about this before, have been able to go that have dominated college football or been very successful in college football, be able to go to the NFL and have a ton of success. I mean, Jimmy Johnson was a guy that was able to do it, and the Cowboys haven't won anything since and want to spike the ball with under 3 seconds to go. You might as well take a knee and just give him the dub. But you don't see a lot of college coaches. Matt Rhule's struggling right now. He's really struggling. I know he got struggling. Nick Saban didn't have a great year. Spurrier wasn't great.
Urban Meyer. Pete Carroll was able to.
Pete Carroll was another guy. It's a lot more rare, in my opinion, mm-hmm. to find a guy that can go from college to the NFL. Now, Pete had some NFL ties and experience before he went to USC as well. So I think you have to have a different basket. A guy going straight. And look, Nick Saban was with Bill Belichick, but that was a long, long time ago. The game in the NFL had changed a ton. It's not totally different than when Harbaugh was in the NFL. It's a hell of a lot closer than when Saban was in the NFL with Belichick when he went back than it was with Harbaugh possibly going back to the NFL. And we'll see. I always, you know, these guys have agents. These agents are smart. They understand leverage and how to play the game. So this may be a big leverage play. It wouldn't surprise me. I can't remember Jimmy Sexton is his agent, but if he is, Jimmy's going to do what Jimmy does. But I do want to turn to a little bit of college hoops. Had some action last night, some pretty good games. I want to start with Kentucky and A&M. When I watched this game, A&M is a packed house. But when they were 15-2, 4-0 in the SEC going into the game, a lot of momentum for Texas A&M basketball. But they still don't have the guys to be able to win the games against teams that have upper-level talent. A&M came out hot. Kentucky played one of their worst games. They shot about as bad as they're going to shoot. I think Grady went 1-for-9 from three. Chibwe wasn't dominant. But A&M really wasn't good enough to prolong that success. I mean, they were up the whole first half. I don't think Kentucky had a lead until the second half. But I always say, we talk about Pythagoras' theorem, the different mathematic formulas and equations out there. Well, I got one for you. Talent over time equals wins. It was a matter of time before Kentucky was able to not only catch up to A&M, but overtake them. I'll give you another example. Ole Miss played Auburn the other night. For the first half, Ole Miss played out of their minds. Auburn didn't play very well. Ole Miss shot the lights out for the first half. And in the second half, they couldn't hit water if they fell into the ocean from a helicopter. So I just think basketball, it's a long game. It's a 40-minute game. You go into halftime, you see the adjustments. But Kentucky just had too much talent. I don't think A&M is there yet. Now they've got to go down to Bud Walton Arena and play an Arkansas team that's won their last two games, including a big win against LSU on the road. Blaine, when you watched that game, did it say more about A&M's talent level that they were able to get up and then give it away, or that Kentucky is good enough to not play well and still go win big games on the road because they got a big one Saturday in the jungle?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say Kentucky, because you find out you can learn it, you can win in multiple ways, right? You go back to that Tennessee game, you dropped 107 points, right? And you go back and you play Texas A&M, you drop 64 points and win. And then you look at this Kentucky team, and it kind of takes you back to a little bit of 2012 when they won it all, right? They got Chibwe, got the two guards who can shoot, they got Wheeler who can play the point guard, you really play the one and two, and the amount of speed that they have is ridiculous. Kentucky wants to turn this game into a track meet, and that kind of takes me down to the game against Auburn Saturday, right? These teams match up well. This is going to be an absolute gladiators going at each other, and I would think the big key to Saturday's game is going to be who dominates the paint between Walker Kessler and Chigwe from Kentucky and the pace of the game. You know, with the guards from Auburn has, you know, they want to run. They want to get in transition. Know, kick it, find Walker, and do what they do. But Kentucky wants to do the same thing, especially with Wheeler. They want to get down the court as fast as possible by Ty Washington. So, man, I'm so ready for this game. Saturday is going to be super interesting. And I think both these teams might, you know, see each other again in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and Cone, you know, to be able to survive in March, you're not always going to shoot the ball well. You know, Blaine brought it up, winning in multiple ways. We've talked about that from multiple sports, football included. You have to be able, when the shots aren't falling, whether it's the vertical shots in football or the three-point shots in basketball, find a way to win with defense, with changing the pace and dictating the pace and the tempo that you want to the other team. Kentucky was able to flip the script. And Buzz Williams talked about it before the game. They did not want him to get in a track meet with Kentucky. And if you watch that second half, it started to get faster and faster and faster. And Blaine's right. Kentucky has a pretty complete team. There's not a lot of holes on this team, whether it's the front court, whether it's the back court. Ty Washington's really come on lately. When you look at this Kentucky team, Cone, do you think this is one of the most complete teams? Because they do have experience as well. I mean, Sabir Wheeler, a guy that played at Georgia, had a lot of success at Georgia. Ty's figuring it out. We know Chibwe is a guy that transferred that has a ton of experience. And you go down that roster, Cone. I mean, this is one of the most complete teams that I think Coach Cal's had.
Yeah, and look, with a coach of his caliber, you get hot at the right time, which is about 3 weeks away, and you never know what sort of damage they could do in March, okay? I mean, look, like I said yesterday, that 2014 Kentucky team had more deficiencies than the 2015 Kentucky team, and they're the ones who made it to the final. That one loss, 2015 yeah. Kentucky team, lost in the Final Four. But look, last night, I think that both teams can take something positive away from that game. If you're Kentucky, you beat a good basketball team on the road. And with Auburn and Kansas coming up before the end of the month, you're going to need a good win like that, okay? You fought your way back. You know, they fought their way back in the second half because really they got outplayed in the first half as far as I'm concerned. But look, that's a good win. And then if you're Texas A&M, look, the football team is not the only sport trending in College Station. I really thought, look, they outplayed Kentucky for most of that first half. I think that that they can take a lot of things from that game and improve on them. Maybe they're a year away still. I'm not sure. I mean, we thought the same thing about Arkansas from this past season, and, you know, they've kind of taken a step back. But if they can build off that momentum, I mean, yeah, it always hurts to blow a lead at home. I get it. But that is still a John Calipari-led Kentucky team with a bunch of talent. And I think they're a few big SEC wins away from being able to maybe, one, go really compete for that SEC tournament championship, and two, more importantly, maybe go on a little run of their own in March.
Yeah, I think A&M's playing above their head with the roster. I mean, it really was a rebuild that Buzz Williams inherited. He's a guy that a lot of people like, a lot of people believe in College Station. You saw the way they came out last night. I mean, that place was packed. Kentucky tends to do that. But we're seeing the SEC start to pack arenas even when Kentucky's not playing. Looking at some of the other matchups last night, LSU without Pinson again. Darius Days goes down early in that game, really behind the eight ball. Ended up losing to Bama by three, made a little run at the end. Eric Gaines hit some big threes. They had a couple other guys really step up. But when I look at that game and they look at LSU, you know, they're ranked in the top 15, but now they're 3-3 in the SEC, and they've got to go to Knoxville to face a Tennessee team that really needs a win against a ranked opponent. That really needs a quad one win. It was big for Alabama to get back in the winning column after they lost a decent amount in a row, something we've seen Alabama do in a while. Again, it still seems like something is missing. Bediako struggled last night, and against an LSU team that wasn't full strength, it was a nice win for Alabama, but it wasn't a dominant win. It wasn't a win where you looked at and said, okay, there they are. Those are the guys that we've been waiting to see. I mean, Shackelford's going to get his. You know, I think Ellis, I'm telling you, he may be the best player on the team. When I watch him, what he does offensively, defensively, as scrappy as he is, he's able to drive. He can hit the mid-range. He can hit the floater. He can hit the three with a hand in his face. He can make the acrobatic shot and the acrobatic pass. But, Cone, I look at Bama down low, and we'll get to LSU in a minute. That is a legitimate problem they have down there. Bediako seems, and look, I know he's young, but we're pretty deep in the season. If you were going to show it to us, you would start to show it to us. I watch Ephraim Reed from LSU. I know he fouled out, but he was a true freshman, a much better player than what Bediako was last night.
After watching that game last night, I really don't think either one of these teams can make it past the Sweet 16, even if they make it that far. I mean, like you said, Alabama, I mean, they have some real liabilities down low. Bediako is not getting the job done. And look, I don't know what the situation is with Quinterly, if he wanted to come off the bench or if it was a coach's decision. It was made it sound like that he volunteered to come off the bench so that he could get in a rhythm. I mean, I don't know too many guys who really go to their coach and suggest that. But last night, it clearly worked because he was able to get into a very nice rhythm, had a great basketball game, and they needed every bit of that plus all that Shackelford did, okay? So that's fantastic. But the problem is J.D. Davison right now is a serious liability, okay? Now, I still think they're 2 to 3 weeks away from that sweet spot of when you really have to get in a groove to make a run in March. And maybe in the next 3 weeks, the kid figures it out and he becomes the freshman phenom that we all know he can be. But right now, as far as turning the ball over and shot selection goes, he is a clear liability. So if you have him on one side and Quinterly is wanting to come off the bench so that he can find a rhythm, I mean, that's not going to get the job done. You need both of them, plus you need Shackelford to be Shackelford every night to make up for the deficiencies down low. And so, I don't know, last night, a great win for Alabama, a great win. I know that LSU was down some personnel, but still, Eason played out of his mind. It's a very talented and a well-coached LSU team. But still, if you look, they down the stretch there, they had a clear layup that they gave up to shoot a three to go up by 16 that they missed. They wanted to bring the house down. They missed that three-pointer. So they were up by 15, 14, something like that. LSU made up that deficit in 90 seconds. Alabama gave up 14 points in a minute and a half, and that's really what kept it close down the stretch, and they had to pull some teeth just to hang on for the win. So a nice win, but like I just don't see it in terms of when March comes around.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay authenticity guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
And Blaine, you know, I don't know if there's a team this year or a team that I've seen that is more opposite of what they were last year and the years before than LSU and Will Wade's team. I mean, in Will Wade's past, and you can look at the numbers, you always say men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. they were an offensive team that played no defense. I mean, they had stars on offense. They were able to score a lot, but they couldn't stop a nosebleed in the nurse's office. When you look at this team now, do they have the ability, even with Pinson, they weren't lighting the scoreboard up. I mean, they weren't an unbelievably dominant offensive team. Now, they're one of the top-ranked defensive teams in the country, and that's great. But do you see this LSU team having the capability to string enough offense together against good defensive teams night in and night out, especially when you get to tournament time, to be able to make a run?
I think it comes down to just getting hot at the right time. I like this LSU team. The more I watch this LSU team, the more I like them. And the way they fought yesterday against Alabama with their two best players out, to me, just tells you a lot about how much they believe in the team and how much they believe in the coach, Will Wade. And, you know, Will Wade, you know, after the game, you know, he got teed up in that game, was fired up. You know, he's talking about having his guys' backs. And, you know, I think LSU is only going to get better. You know, Pinson being a transfer, Darius Day is going down in that game. I think they're only going to get better. And when it comes down to tournament time, I think this is the type of team that you'll see get hot because they do have experience. And the true freshman down low is only going to get better. So I think this game, especially versus Alabama, said more about LSU than Alabama just to come back and finish the way they did. And I think you look at Alabama right now, you know, I always said someone needed to separate themselves from Alabama, and Shackelford did that against LSU, ended up dropping 26 points, you know, but I still think they need more from the young guy down low, and Quinterly's got to start waking up a little bit. You can't put too much on J.D. Davison at this point because he's not producing the way you thought he would, and we're getting to the time of the season where if you think something's going to magically change, you know, it usually doesn't. One thing that usually doesn't magically change is defense, right? And that's what LSU has. So I think LSU is only going to get better on offense the more they play with each other. I mean, Tari Eason dropped 26 points, so now you find another guy that can go get it. So I like this LSU team, and they get hot at the right time, they might be able to make a run.
No, I think it's great points, guys. We got some great matchups coming up on Saturday that I know we're going to preview, including some ranked matchups. And like we said, you look at the SEC standings right now, you got Auburn, Kentucky, and A&M with one loss. And then it is a New York-sized traffic jam in the middle. Yeah. I mean, there's more three and three teams in the SEC than I've seen in a long time, which is going to make it really fun down the stretch, going to make every game important as teams are trying to vie in. Can the SEC get 7-8 teams in the NCAA tournament, and can those teams make some noise? But speaking of making some noise, click the subscribe button, turn those notifications on. It's been another great show. And like Georgia's basketball season and Tom Crean's career as the Georgia's head basketball coach, probably soon, we're going. Gone.
The Volume.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.